All right, here's some pop music trivia for you. When producer Quincy Jones was making Michael Jackson's album Thriller, he happened to hear a song by the Japanese band Yellow Magic Orchestra. Jones played it for Jackson. The King of Pop liked it, wrote some new lyrics, and recorded it. Because of some legal disputes, Jackson's version never made it onto Thriller, though it was eventually released a year after Jackson's death. We tell you this because one of the co-founders of Yellow Magic Orchestra went on to become a widely respected artist across genres, from film scores to techno and hip-hop. Ryuichi Sakamoto is both an Oscar and Grammy-winning composer and a highly sought-after collaborator. Sakamoto recently released his 15th solo album. He made it while undergoing treatment for cancer. He wasn't able to record an interview, so instead, we talked to some of the artists he's worked with about his career.
My name is Alejandro González Iñárritu. I vividly recall the emotional experience I had when I first listened to Ryuichi Sakamoto. I was in a car, traffic, held in Mexico City with a friend of mine, and we put a pirate Japanese cassette at that time. This was 1983. I heard some piano notes, and I felt as if the fingers were penetrating my brain and giving me a cranial cosmic massage. And it was a Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. With some little notes and drops, he can create a huge emotion.
Ryuichi Sakamoto studied classical music in Japan before making a name for himself in pop and electronic music. Hip-hop producer Flying Lotus says one of the first pieces that turned him on to Sakamoto is called Rain.
It's still the beautiful and classical vibe. It still had this kind of hip-hop sensibility to it. Want to talk about his history and what he's done in the past, there's a lot of stuff from like Thousand Knives. That was like some really early stuff, but you play up against something today and it, you know, still sounds like the future. Came to LA to work with me for a little bit. It was very magical having him here. He had this kind of childlike curiosity about all the potential for sounds that we could come up with. You know, he would look around and tap on surfaces to get some tones out of them, or you know, tinker around with my ceiling fan above us so we could hear what that sounds like. And he found the beauty in all the little things.
My name is Hildur Guðnadóttir and I am a composer and musician. He invited me to work with him on the soundtrack for The Revenant. It was very interesting to interpret how he was explaining his music. Like, it wasn't so much with words, but it was with the gestures of his wrists and of his eyelids and how he physically embodied his music.
It's a film that is about loneliness, silence, and space, you know, through this character that is left out in the middle of nowhere.
Again, this is Alejandro González Iñárritu, director of The Revenant.
So I wanted to have somebody who was able to understand silence. And I think the greatest musicians ever understand that silence is the source of music. And I think that's Ryuichi.
This is from Ryuichi Sakamoto's new album, 12, released a few weeks ago on his 71st birthday. He made it while undergoing treatment for cancer.
I was very touched by this album because I can hear so much in these 12 tracks of this current state of him, this kind of sensibility, the fragileness, the weakness. My name is Carsten Nicolai. I'm recording under the name of Alva Noto, and I met Ryuichi many years ago. Probably we recorded 8 albums together. It feels strong and fragile in the same moment. It has this incredible beauty of not being too complex.
Ryuichi Sakamoto recorded this album in March of 2021, not long after an operation and extended stay in the hospital. In his statement, he writes, "I had no intention of composing something. I just wanted to be showered in sound. I had a feeling it would have a small healing effect on my damaged body and soul." Sakamoto continues, "From now on, until my body gives out, I'll probably continue to keep this kind of diary."